The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, drinks company Pernod Ricard has found itself in hot water with former employees complaining to the French Labour Court that they were under constant pressure to drink on the job in a bid to get clients. That might seem like a dream gig for many, but not these workers. Pernod have denied that this is the case, of course. But is plying people with alcohol still a good way to get contracts over the line? To let us in on some of the techniques used in the art of schmoozing, we are joined now by psychotherapist Siobhan Murray. Siobhan, how important is schmoozing in business today?
Well, I think it's something that you've seen. It was sort of back in the 80s or back past our last recession would have been huge. It would have been used in everything from car industry, sales, advertising, media to boost those sales. Then we hit the recession, budgets were cut. That didn't happen. So new techniques had to be brought into play. With the advancement of the technology industry, mobile phones, all of that, we've seen very subtle ways where that schmoozing has changed from being the lunches and the dinners and the taking people on jollies, which would have been huge in the past, but isn't so big anymore.
So what are they doing now?
So there's a little trick. It's called NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming. So neuro-linguistic programming came out in 1975 and it's still called a pseudoscience, but it's based on neuro, your brain, linguistic, the language that you use, and then the programming is the bit that you put out. It's the instructions. So it's using that type of there's tricks and trickery, for want of a better way, to get people across the line. It's now used very heavily in car sales. It's used for a lot of large mobile phone network providers would be trained in sales. It's used in sales and how to get people. I personally use it with my eldest son. It works a dream to get him across the line to do certain things.
So what you have to do, what is this the mirroring techniques?
Yeah, so there would be a lot of things. So if I was trying to get you to come across the line with me and I was trying to get you to buy something or to buy into something, I'm not trying to change the way you think. I'm trying to get you to see the way I see things. So I would start mirroring. So I would put my hands together like you're doing here. If you were flicking your very subtle little things that I would do, which would automatically, because the brain is phenomenal, is very pliable, would be able to get you to go, oh, this person's trustworthy because they're doing what I'm doing. You don't even realize it.
And that actually works. How does it work with your son?
So if I'm doing it, if I want him to put the bins out, simple like that, tidy his room, I either can go and head in, have an argument, or I can do those subtle little things in conversation with him. So if, you know, if he starts scratching his nose and flicking his hair and doing those things, you do those things. So suddenly he's actually much more relaxed around me. And then subtly, without even realizing, it's handing him the bin going, would you just put that out now outside? The difference to going straight in and going, can you put this bin outside for me now, is completely different.
I'm going to have a chat with you later about how I can deal with my own daughters on this one. What about the more traditional things like learning, you know, remembering somebody's name and repeating it back to them?
Well, with that, the more that you say somebody's name, so if I met you for the very first time, and I am terrible with names, so I will literally be listening to what you're saying and I'll be going, Katie, that's great. And Katie, you know, where did you get that? Katie, that's a lovely jacket. Now, initially, you might think this woman is demented, but that's imprinting in my own mind. I've now got it. Or I might go, Katie is the lady that's wearing a red top. Yeah. So I'll make those connections. It's like putting little stories together. So those.
But how is you using my name affecting me now?
So you're now getting, that woman thinks I'm important. She's using my name. She's remembered it from the very first time. But I'm actually making myself remember it by doing that.
Is there a particular personality type that this works on best or that is particularly good at doing this?
So the more with NLP, the more that you learn about yourself. And in training, I'm bizarrely enough, a master practitioner in the art of NLP. And one of the things that you, in order to become a master practitioner, you actually have to learn what type of person you are. So then that makes me be able to understand what type of you are, because you type of person you are, you'll either be kinesthetic, you will learn auditory, visual, olfactory. So I will very quickly figure out who you are because I've learned all those cues myself.
Okay, I'll do anything for you now, Siobhan. You have me. You had me at hello. Okay, thank you for that, Siobhan Murray, a resilience coach and psychotherapist.